So this is, God willing, the first of two introductory shiur on Suras HaPesach. Just, you know, what is it? You know, how does it function? Where does it function? Before we get into the details of how it's designed and the different components of its design and its placement and all the other fun topics that we're going to need to discuss. So what I want to do is start off really in a place that I shouldn't start off. I want to start off with the question of, is it biblical or rabbinic? Which is, you know, a detail rather than what is it, but I think it's easier actually if I start off that way. And then, what does Suras HaPesach do in various areas of halacha, not just Shabbos? And then from that into the classic question, what does the Rambam think Suras HaPesach is, and breaking down Reb Chaim on this. And then after that, what I think I would do, although that's it's clearly a next week topic already, is the difference between Suras HaPesach in a chatzer, a mavui, and Suras HaPesach in a bika out in the field, application for army camps, and use of a Suras HaPesach there. But that's clearly a next week thing. So we'll see. So first of all, is Suras HaPesach a biblical barrier such that it might even be able to turn a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid potentially? Or is it only a Derabanan and therefore it'll work, you know, for a Carmelis? So yeah, you've seen a lot of these sources probably or heard them discussed at some point, but the Prima Gadim is famous for saying that it's a Derabanan. Source Aleph. He's famous because Rosh Hashanah made him famous for doing so. Rosh Hashanah likes to talk about this. If you take a look at source Aleph, he writes, Vida, you gotta know, Shani Mesupak Pitsuras HaPesach, you have a Mechitza Devar Torah. He says, I am not sure whether Tsuras HaPesach is a Mechitza biblically. Ulchayev Hazorik Besocho, Benoaz Arba Kundasin, Baleim Tsuras HaPesach, such that if I take four pikes and I poke them into the ground in a square, and I put connecting lintel across the tops, you're going to be liable for throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into this space. In other words, we will call whatever's inside it a biblical Rishus HaYachid, such that you would be chayav. Oh, Tzuras HaPesach Mahani Lahatir Karmelis. Upir Tse Yoser Ve'aser. Diminator Hav Mechitza Mishumachi Mahani Tzuras HaPesach. Or maybe I should say no. Maybe I should say that Tzuras HaPesach will work, let's say, for a Karmelis, right? An area that biblically wasn't a Rishus HaRabim anyway. Or a case in which you have a wall that has a gap in it of more than 10 tefach, as we've talked about, I mean, 10 amos, as we've talked about, where biblically it's a mechitza anyway, and therefore Suras HaPesach will work. He says, I'm not sure. But then he says, Ayin Simen Tafresh Lamed, see the laws of Sukkah, Mashma Suras HaPesach Lechud, Lo Mahani Lo Sukkah. It sounds like Suras HaPesach will not work independently for Sukkah. And I give you an example of one of his sources in source base. You see it there from the Shulchan Aruch, Tafnos HaSukkah, the walls of the Sukkah. Im hayu shtayim zu etel zu kamin gam. If the two walls are side by side, forming a right angle, in other words, they're a gamma. That's what he means by gam, yeah. Ose dofen sheyesh baroch bo yoser al tefach. So you make a wall that is more than a tefach wide. Not very wide, obviously. And you put it next to one of these two walls that are side by side within three tefach of it. We want to capitalize on lavud. And then you'll take a kana, kana serving as a lechi, one of your posts of Yetzuras HaPesach, and you put it next to that one tefach wall. And then you make it Suras HaPesach by putting a reed across the top of it and across the tefach. And then it'll be kosher even though the lintel on top doesn't touch them, which is a separate discussion about Suras HaPesach. But the point is that what you see here is if you have two walls that are meeting at a corner, right? That's no good for Sukkah. You need to make a third wall. So what do? You take a little bit of a wall and put it where the third wall should be, and then use a Suras HaPesach next to it. What he didn't say was, just make it Suras HaPesach for your third wall. So that's what the Prima Gadim is picking up on, and he says, see, Suras HaPesach alone is insufficient. And then he tells you also, look at the above, no, it's Arbakundis in the case of the four pikes. It sounds like it won't work for a sukkah. If I wanted to make my sukkah out of four posts and say, well, at the top I have slach running across them and that counts as my Tzuras HaPesach, that will not work. So he says, that is evidence that Tzuras HaPesach is not a biblical thing. Clear? Now, What we're doing, though, what the Prima Gaudium has just done, is he has borrowed from whether it's biblical as far as Sukkah to whether it's biblical as far as Shabbos. Maybe the rules are different. Why are we assuming that just because something, you know, there's the same structure, that necessarily all the laws in which it's going to be figured are the same? Nonetheless, that's what he writes. The Bir Alaha notes that one might argue that it in fact is D'oraisa, based on a classic Tosfos which we've seen before. The Bir Alaha is in source Gimel. He says, "Aprima gadim nistapek b'simen shin samach Gimel, b'tzuras ha-pesach shal arba kundesini, havi mechitza dvar toro l'chaye v'azorik bo mershus harabim, av b'tzuras ha-pesach mahani, rak lahadir karmelus ha-pirtsi yosem e-eser, diminatara havi mechitza, mishumachi mahani tzuras ha-pesach ayin sham." Right? The question of Prima Gadim that we just looked at. He wanted to know, if you put four pikes in the ground, will that count as a machitza mida oraisa for the purposes of Shabbos? He says, the Prima Gadim wasn't sure. Vihine, midivrei ha-tosfos de'ervin daf yud aleph, di ramaskal ilema, we've seen this tosfos before, v'chein v'rash v'rash v'shehikshu, they asked a question regarding pasei b'rovs. Right? Pasei b'rovs, our little walls around the wells, around the cisterns, depending on what we were saying. But they ask a question. Why did you need to make these mini walls at the corners? Yasu arba kundesin, just put in four pikes in the ground. V'kana al gabayin, and have a lintel crossing the top. David tziras ha-pesach. Right? Isn't that easier than having to go find wood and, you know, prop it up and everything else? Why are we making you do this pasei b'rovs thing? Very shame ha pasei b'rovs after shus harabim ukediisa b'davchav b'gemara etc. And here, when they talk about pasei b'rovs, they talk about doing it even in the road, right? Like the gemara talked about, you have to move the road around it, not move the road around it. Vafilu achim mutar l'detuva yidei tzuras ha-pesach darva kundesin l'taltam menabor l'sham. And yet, you're allowed to carry via the tzuras ha-pesach. If Tosos is asking me, why don't I do Tzuras HaPesach, it must mean that Tzuras HaPesach works biblically. Otherwise, the answer would be, well, of course you can't use the Tzuras HaPesach because Tzuras HaPesach only means Rabbanan. So the fact that Tosfos entertains the possibility of substituting Tzuras HaPesach for Pasei B'Rovs tells me that Tosfos believes it's a D'oraisa.
Only in the Havana.
Correct. So that's the Bir Alaha continues. He says, "Omnam, however, l'terutza d'ritzba sham b'tosfos, d'agamar lo mayri kim b'sheish l'shtei mechitzos kehochasan." Once Tosfos gets the ritzba's answer that that's actually not talking about a pure rishus harabim, it's where you already have two walls. So it's a whole different story. And the ritzba agreed with it. Imken l'muchach midi, you can't prove anything about tzuras ha-pesach on that basis. I bring it because the Bir Alaha raises it as a question, and so it's important to see it. But in the end, he himself rejects. There are those who argue that in fact the Tzuras HaPesach is D'oraisa. The Shulchan Aruch Harav takes it as a given that it's D'oraisa in source Dalet. The first part is in parentheses in the original. Oh, the original meaning the Bar Ilan. I don't actually didn't look at the manuscript. Ava pish Tzuras HaPesach hi kemachitza gemura. V'mas Tzuras HaPesach agabe arba kundesin reshatiyach gemura hi min ha Torah. Right? You don't even need the rest of the paragraph. You've already seen the main point, right? He says, That's your ikur. We could go through it, but you already have seen the point that I wanted to make. So he says that it's D'oraisa, and the Chazanish says that it's D'oraisa. He does what the Prima Gadim did in reverse. If you take a look at source, hey, he writes the following. He says on Vav Amud Aleph, Tosfos Rav said, "Daha Tzuras HaPesach Mahani Min HaTorah Afil LeRav BeYosem Eser Kedamin LeKaman Gabi Kilayim." That's a quote from Tosfos that the Tzuras HaPesach will work Mideoraisa, right? As we see from Kilayim, V'Kachkas Tosfos LeKaman Chav Beitzav Aleph V'Homer BeYochanan V'Hine Lefi Rayas Tosfos MiKilayim Mavur Da'af Ba'ar Baruchos Mahani Min HaTorah BeYosem Yoshekin Adin BeKilayim. He says not only that, Tzuras HaPesach will work. Excuse me. Tzuras HaPesach will work even if it's entirely enclosed with Tzuras HaPesach. I didn't do any real walls, not just one wall, but all walls, because he says it works for Kilayim. Now, the truth of the matter is, as he's pointed out, you don't actually need four walls for Kilayim. Kilayim just needs, I have one species growing here, and there's another species growing here, and I need a single barrier between them. I don't need to enclose anything. You know, and if I do have a case in which it's rounded on all four sides, that's still not a function of the of being four walls. Each one is really its own thing independently.
Wait a minute, if you're equating them, you're saying it's a valid mechitza.
But and that's why the pushback of Chazon Ish, starting with the and going through the Akkadim.
And yes, it's an S.
And that's not a proof. In Kilayim, it's about separating. Haraya, you don't need four walls, you need one. Right. And the Ritva's language is something like, right, Ruach Achas Lagabe Kilayim, Karbim Ruchos Lagabe Shabbos.
But
it's not about Rishuyos, it's about inspiration.
The surrounded on all four sides is a better proof, because if it's just side by side, then even if you had a real mechitza, that's all you need.
But it's not really surrounding something on all four sides. It's really four separate individual walls.
That's what he says. Single wall, right. So you don't need a reshus. So it's just four fields, right?
What I wanted to make sure to note here is, even if it is biblical, even if I adopt the view of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chazon Ish, that this is a full mechitza mida oraisa, that doesn't mean that it converts a reshus harabim into a reshus hayachid.
Mida Torah or mida yourself?
In other words, that doesn't mean that if I throw into this space from a Rishus Harabim, I am Chayav. It's entirely possible that this is a Mechitza without it converting a space into a Rishus Hayachid. If you take a look, that's what I'm saying. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav that I adopted above,
it seems to imply you'd be fine.
Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav now, which we saw the beginning of. Right? In the beginning of it, he said, you make the four tsuros ha-pesach, right? And he says, Rishus Hayachid, Gemur, Yimin HaTorah, Filoz HaKibbem, Tzur Shazam, Gemur, Gemur, Shiniz Bar, Besimin, Shiniz Hamach Beis, Aval Pichein, Mi Divrei Sofrim, Ein Tzuros HaPesach, Mo Eles, L'Rishus HaRabim Gemura, Im Nish L'Mubam, Kol Tanai Rishus HaRabim, etc., etc. So he says, his second point is, Midirabanan, it isn't going to work. Midirabanan, we will not accept this as creating a Rishus HaYachid, assuming it was a bona fide Rishus HaRabim.
Fine, I would still say you're Chayav, though.
It's not helpful to say Yachid. It's a hurtful to say Yachid. But that's only one point. But then take a look at Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, Ayin Dalid in source Vav. Tosos Ilema Hikshu Lamali Pasi Biros Liavitzuras HaPesach, right? As we've already discussed, he asked, why do I need Pasi Biros at all? Vihine Kavanasam Bechol HaBeiros Shaloye Rishus HaRabim Oberes Toch Tzuras HaPesach. What they mean is that you don't have a Rishus HaRabim going between the Tzuras HaPesach. Kaimalan De'ein Tzuras HaPesach Mo'ila Rishus HaRabim in Atarak Rav Yochanan. Because he says, we don't actually believe that it works for Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa De'boyen De'lasas Nebulos. You require the doors. So the Chazon Ish is saying, even though he just told us in Siman Ayin that he believes that it's a De'oraisa, that doesn't mean that it's going to work to enclose your Rishus HaRabim and turn it into Rishus HaYachid.
So what does it mean that it's a De'oraisa?
It works as a mechitza.
It works, well,
function as a mechitza.
It means that it may, I don't want to jump the gun on Rav Chaim, but the possibility is there to say that there's a difference between permitting carrying and turning something into a Rishus HaYachid.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be the idea. You could look at this issue as the Menachas Yitzchak does. I thought this was an interesting way to frame the discussion, so to speak. If you take a look at Sur Zion, he says, Mista Pakno, Itzuras HaPesach Chashim Nam Mechitza Gerua. Do we say that it is an inferior form of mechitza? Kevin shesov kolsov kulo paru too, because it is wide open. You have a gap in it. V'havik mechitza shesio erev levad, like the types of walls that we talked about, where it's just reeds vertically or branches aligned horizontally. V'lo mahani hecha shenishar batocha hekev beis asayim panui. So let's say you had a karfeif, right? Karfeif yosvi beis asayim, and you enclosed it with tzuros hapesach, right? It will be a mechitza grua, just like those shesi or erev mechitzas. That's one way to look at it. Odenomer tzuros hapesach chashiv kemechitza ma'al yasam. Maybe not. Maybe I should say no. It's a really good mechitza. V'lo dami lemechitza shesi or erev levad. It won't be like a mechitza that's just vertical or horizontal. Dekeven Shena Halal Shabin Shesi Lashesi Bin Hebel Hebel Shum Tawar Shalpesa Hashim Kimachitza Gerua. He says maybe you could argue that the reason why the pure vertical or pure horizontal machitza is not valid is because the space between them isn't called a pesach. He didn't do anything to the space between it. It's just gap. Masheikim b'tzuras ha-pesach, sheyesh ha-chalalo tzura shel pesach. The gap in the tzuras ha-pesach has the form of a pesach. That's why we call it tzuras ha-pesach. Avsha kulo parut. Granted, it's entirely open. Nonetheless, mikri shaber machitza ma'aliyasa. Maybe that should be called a valid machitza. Umahaniya kefal ledi. Maybe that would work for a karfeith yesami beis asayim. So in other words, what he's really suggesting is maybe we should look at it as a maybe we should look at it as the gap, or do we look at the gap, or do we look at the frame? That's the way that he's looking at this. And then we have a whole other problem we've discussed of us rav mivali mechitza. Right? That's a whole other discussion, which could also disqualify it if we're dealing with a biblical Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but I'm leaving that on the side right now. It's not our discussion right now. Okay. So what we've said just in the last, whatever, in the last 15 minutes, is just that it's not so clear whether Tzuras HaPesach works biblically or rabbinically. That seems to be a machlokas. Certainly in the Achronim we have this debate. But now let's talk about what it is that Tzuras HaPesach does in various areas of halacha. So here's the problem. We have a variety of dividers, enclosures, and reminders at the entrance to or surrounding our reshuyos. We have walls. We have doors that are closed at night. We have doors that could be closed. We have pitikri yori v'sosim. We have lovehood. We have heker, right? We have all these different ways in which we enclose or mark the entrance to a domain, and they have a hierarchy of halachic standing in terms of what they're able to do. So, do they work on a biblical Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or only on a Carmelis? Do they prevent the space they enclose from being a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or the space they abut from being a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Do they convert the space they enclose or abut into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Are they effective if you have a really large gap? Are they effective if it's Parutz Merubah? Right? So the question is, how do I envision a Tzuras HaPesach? What is the Tzuras HaPesach doing? So first of all, we have to note that Tzuras HaPesach exists outside of the laws of Shabbos. It exists in the laws of Mezuzah. I brought you a brief piece in Ches, just that one liner about Tzuras HaPesach requiring a Mezuzah. We're not going to go into the discussion at all. But just to show you, we have it as far as Mezuzah in Erev Yinalchum Beis. You have it for Kilayim, which we're going to come back to in the longer discussion in a bit, but I brought you the one line from the Tosefta in Kilayim. Rabbi Yossi says, "Imahayu kanim midukranim ba'asalem peyam milamala mutter." If you have kanim midukranim, if you have these spikes, right, that are stabbed into the ground, and you make a peya on top, peya here is referring to the lintel going across the top of it, then mutter, then you're okay. That's considered to be an adequate divider between two different crops for the purpose of kilayim.
Was that just a stump lintel? Or it sounded from Rashi, it sounded like it was plants.
I think only because that's the mitzvahs. Yeah. And then, most importantly, you have it regarding sukkah, as we've already discussed. Now, it comes up in a few different places regarding sukkah. We're not going to discuss everything. But it comes up in Sukkah Daladam and Beis regarding stabbing four posts in the ground and then bridging the top, right? And the idea that if the posts are one tefach in diameter, right, so you can project them as one tefach in this direction and one tefach in this direction, then they're going to work, right? That's its own discussion. Then you have the issue of requiring a Tzuras HaPesach with the tefach that is the third wall, which we already, saw... That was quoted above by the Prima Gaudim. And then the main one is the Parutz Merubah discussion. And this one we will go into because it's going to matter a great deal in terms of understanding what we're talking about when it comes to Shabbos. So I brought you from Sukkah Zayin Amud Aleph, source Yud. We said there you need Shtayim Kil Chasan and Shlishi Safilu Tefach, right? So Amar Rabba b'chein l'shabbos, migo davi dofen l'nyan sukkah avi dofen l'nyan shabbos. Rabba says, yeah, the same thing is true for Shabbos. It's a wall for sukkah. It's a wall for Shabbos. Esvei Abaye, to which Abaye challenges, umi amrin and migo, who licensed you to do that? To say, well, it works for sukkah, therefore it works for Shabbos. But Tanya, I have a brisa that says, dofen sukkah kedofen Shabbos. The walls of sukkah are like the walls for Shabbos. Ubevad shelo yeh ben kana l'chaver v'shlosh tefachim. You have to make sure you don't have a 3-tefach gap between each reed. V'yisera Shabbos al sukkah, but yisera meaning chamura. Shabbos is more strict than sukkah. Shashabbos eina niteres ela ba'omid meruba ala parus mashayikim b'sukkah. Because Shabbos doesn't work unless you have omid meruba ala parus, mostly solid, which isn't true regarding sukkah. So my love, yisera Shabbos de sukkah as sukkah v'lor min amigo, doesn't that mean even as far as the Shabbos during sukkahs? Even then, we will say it is more strict than sukkah, which what Rabbi had wanted to say, that what counts for Shabbos, what counts for sukkah, will count for Shabbos of sukkahs. That was his point. The velo amrina and migo, and we don't say this migo principle. Well, yisera Shabbos de alma, al Shabbos de sukkah, not necessarily. That's what we're actually saying. What we're saying is that Shabbos in general is going to be stricter than Shabbos during Sukkot. So we can preserve, potentially, Rabba's Migo. But what we've thrown in here, and this is the key for our purposes, is that when it comes to Shabbos, we have this rule of Omid Ruv Ala Paritz. We don't like it if it's too open, if it's majority open. Whereas when it comes to Sukkah, we're apparently not so concerned about the possibility of Paritz Merubah. Clear? So the Rambam here, in Hilchos Sukkah, in Perek Dal Halacha Yud Beis, I brought it here in source Yud Aleph, writes the following: Sukkah sheyesh lo psachim rabim yesh because lechalonos harbe arei zuk shera. If you have a sukkah that in fact is mostly open, it's kosher. V'yavu pishe parts meruv ala omid. I don't care that it's mostly open. Ubilvad shelo yiyesh am pesach yeser al eser. As long as no single gap is more than 10 amos. But if you have a gap that's more than 10 amos, you need to have wall. You need to have majority wall, even though it has a tzuras ha-pesach. So what the Rambam is saying is, tzuras ha-pesach will solve the 10 amo problem, but it will not solve the omid meruba al haparutz problem if there is also a 10 amo problem. We're going to see this more clearly in a bit. I brought you a table in Yud Ches of the Rambam's views regarding Shabbos and Sukkah. So when we come to that, we'll get a better understanding. I hope, you know, a full picture of what the Rambam is saying here. But right now, what he's telling me is, Paritz Merubah is fine for Sukkah so long as no entrance is more than 10 amos. If it has more than 10 amos, then Tzuras HaPesach isn't going to help you. Clear? So the Magid Mishnah on that explains where the Rambam got this idea. The Magid Mishnah writes, Yud Beis, Sukkah Sheish of Sachem Harbe, he says that's our Brisa. Dope and Sukkah Yoven Shabbos, Ubachle Ben Kanel Chaver Shlosh Tvachem, Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, Shashabbos Ein Ni Keres, Ela Ba'omen Ruv Ala Paras, Mashaykin Be Sukkah. Fine.
Hey, I didn't look at this, but is that supposed to be Niteres?
Yeah, you're right. It should be Niteres, thank you. You were correct. I mean, I didn't retype it, this is the Bar Ilan, but yeah,
it's I didn't look it up inside the safe right now.
Yeah, got to say, you're right. So, he says, Pirush, Beruach Shlishis. When we say that if it has many openings, you're okay, right? Your Tzuras HaPesach is fine, that's talking about if it's your third wall. But if for the other two walls, it'll have the same as it will be for Shabbos. In other words, this is all wall number three that we're talking about. Okay. Good. That's what I wanted to just show you that, you know, regarding that. But now we get to the Shabbos discussion, and here we have to go through that long and somewhat twisty Gemara in order to be able to work with this at all. So first of all, we have the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, which I brought you in Sirsi Gimel, the very first Mishnah in Erevin. Mavoi shu gavoa l'malam ayesrim amma yema'et. If your mavoi is more than 20 amos tall, you're going to have to create a lower lintel. Rabbi Udomer, Eino Tzara. Rabbi Udomer says, no, you don't. V'arachav me'eser amos yema'et. If it is more than 10 amos wide, you have to shrink it. V'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach. But if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, avo bishu rachav me'eser amos, ein tzarech lema'et. You're good. Right? Mishnah seems very straightforward that tzuras ha-pesach works regardless of the width of your entrance. Too bad that Rav doesn't like our Mishnah. But that's the Mishnah. And it brings us to Yud Dalet. I did my best to break down this Gemara in ways that might help make it more intelligible for us. I added a couple of bracketed comments. I hope that also that will help. The opening quote from our Mishnah. If it has a Tzuras HaPesach, I don't care how wide it is. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Tzuras HaPesach Temahanya Berochbo. V'amaltra Temahanya Begovho. Ibchamai. I get it that Tzuras HaPesach works for the width. Will it work for the height? V'amaltra, right, that calls your eyes to the lintel on top, right? So that works for height. Will it work for width? Tashma, come in here from the following grace. Disanya mavui shugavoa me esrim ama yimait. If the mavui is 20 amos tall, shrink it. Vim yeshlo tzuras ha-pesach eno tzarech lamait. But if it has a tzuras ha-pesach, you do not need to reduce it. So it seems very clear that yes, tzuras ha-pesach works for height. And in fact, the Rambam writes. I brought it in Tesvav. Jump down for a minute. He writes, Kamiya Pesach Hamavui, the Rambam Menachos Shabbos, Yitzayin Yud Dalet says, Kamiya Pesach Hamavui via Dailach Shur Balachio Kora. At what point with the Mavui's entrance is it still okay for Lechi or Kora? Gav Ha'im Pachos Me'asar Atvachim, below Yeser Al Eser Ama, Verachbo Ad Eser Amos. If you want to use Lechi or Kora, you have to be no less than 10 Tefach high. That's its own discussion. No higher than 20 amos, no wider than 10 amos. But may the Rambam warn, Shalom Hayelo Tzuras HaPesach, unless you have Tzuras Pesach. Avalim Hayelo Tzuras Pesach, but if you have the form of entrance, Afilu Anya Gavoa Meya Ama, I don't care how tall it is. O Pachos Meya Sara, I don't care how short it is. See the Raivet there. O Rachav Meya Ama, or 100 amos wide, Hareza Mutter, is just fine. So the Rambam, in fact, rules here, apparently. Now, Tzuras HaPesach is going to help us with the entrances of our Mavoi, regardless of its height, and frankly, regardless of its width. Clear? Okay. So the Gemara then asks the question about the Amaltra Barochbo, and it suggests a Brisa as proof, and it rejects the proof. I didn't even want to spend time on that. Maski Rav Yehuda Lechia Barav Kameid de Rav, Eino Tzarech Lemai. So here's where things get fun. Rav Yehuda says to Chia by Rav, in front of Rav, yeah, you don't need to reduce it. Tzuras HaPesach means, I don't care how wide it is. Amar Lei, Asni Yei Tzarech Lemai, to which Rav says, it should say Tzarech Lemai. So what's going to emerge here is two statements within Rav. Number one, that you need Omid Ruval HaParos. And number two, that you need to be less than 10 amos wide. And Tzuras HaPesach really is a very weak entity. Just how weak is Rav Chaim's point. But that's what that's where we're going with this. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Midivra Rabbeinu Nilmar, Chatzer Sheruva Psachem B'chalanos, Ein Ani Teres B'Tzuras HaPesach. So that's the first point. Rav Yosef says, I see that you need Omid Ruval HaParos. If it is mostly doors and windows, Tzuras HaPesach ain't going to work. Clear?
Is he also seeing?
He didn't say anything about how wide it is. He did not say anything about how wide it is.
Just, okay. He's saying you could have a chalon that's going to be wider than 10?
No, he didn't say anything about being wider than 10.
Okay.
He didn't say anything at all. All he said is, imagine if I have a 7 amo wide wall, right? I have a 7 amo wall, and 5 amos of it are window.
Right.
My Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help. Hmm. So the Gemara says, "My time. Well, what's the logic in this view that the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help?" Well, how will the Yoser may eser oser b'mavli? He says, "Look, having a gap of more than 10 amos is going to wreck your mavli. Uparitz merubal ha'omed oser b'chatzer. Having it too open is going to ruin a chatzer." So my Yoser may eser ha oser b'mavli eino nitar b'Tzuras HaPesach. He says, if more than 10 wrecks your mavoi, and Tzuras HaPesach won't help, which I added in brackets is against our Mishnah, but that's what he's saying Rav believes, then parts move bala omid, also bechatzin into b'tzuras haPesach. So two parts move bala omid. In other words, what he's saying here is that in addition to saying that Rav believes doesn't work for parts meruba, it also doesn't work for wider than 10. And the way I know it doesn't work for parts meruba is because it doesn't work for wider than 10. That's really what he's saying. In other words, Rav, when he made his initial statement of Eino Tzarech Lamayit, Tzarech Lamayit, didn't say anything about parts meruba. Parats Meruba is a deduction from his position regarding 10. Clear? That's what he is saying. That since Rav believes that it doesn't work for more than 10, he also believes it doesn't work for Parats Meruba. To which the Gemara says, really? Huh, that's clever, but it's not necessarily correct. Mali Yosef may eser ha'oser b'mavui shekein lo hitar tavo etzal pasei biros l'Rabbi Meir. Right? We had Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda, more than 10, more than 13, whatever it is. But we said that if there's a gap of more than 10, then you don't accept it even for pasei biros. In other words, gaps of more than 10 are a really big deal. And a bigger deal than Paritz Meruba. Tomer b'Paritz Meruba la Omeda Oser b'Chatzer Shkini Tarta Itzal Pasei B'Raus L'Debra Yakol. He says, we accept Paritz Meruba when it comes to Pasei B'Raus. So, the fact that Rav believes that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for more than 10 doesn't mean that he believes it won't work for Paritz Meruba. Paritz Meruba is less of an issue than more than 10. Got it? Then we bring support for the view that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help Paritz Meruba, despite the fact that we had this challenge. Nonetheless, we are going to accept this view. That's what we're going to say. One second. Okay, he says, Lema Messiahle, we can support Rav Yosef. Defanos halalu sharuban psachim vachalonos mutter. We learned that if you have these walls that are mostly open, it's mutter. Ubavache omid mubala parutz, as long as omid is more than parutz. So first we have a bookkeeping problem, right? You said majority is open, and then you said omid is meruba. Sharuban sakadaita. No, elayim a sharibuahen means there are a lot of psachim vachalonos. Ubavache omid mubala parutz. Fine. Amar of Kahana. Kitanya hahi v'pischei shimoi. So the point is, for our purposes, that the Braisa seems to say that it's mutter only if mostly omid. So this supports Rav. Right? This supports what we believe Rav to say. So Amar Rav Kahana, not necessarily that sort of pischei shimoi. Pischei shimoi, some kind of defective Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, there is another reason for their disqualification having nothing to do with Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. Rather, it's a defective Tzuras HaPesach. So don't draw any conclusions from there. My pischei shimoi, what is pischei shimoi? That's another shear. Okay. That's point number one, is that we would like to argue, although we haven't proved, that Rav believes that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help if Paritz Meruba. Now we go back to what Rav said explicitly, that that it doesn't work for more than 10. Because that he said very clearly. Alright? You with me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just making a note in here. Okay. So, Rabbi Yochanan sabar lalahad de Rav. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav's statement that it doesn't work for more than 10. The Amar Rav and Barav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, because we have the following. The Rav and Barav Ada said, quote Rav Yitzchak, Ma'isa ba'adam echa mi bikas beis chorsen shenaz arba kundas in barba pinos asada. Guy put four pipes in the four corners of the field. Umadach zmora aleim. He took a vine and ran it across the top. Uba ma'is lefei chachamim in tiru lo linyan kilayim. And they said, that's fine as far as kilayim. And again, it's really four separate walls, even though it says four walls. But the point is, it worked for kilayim. Va'amar Reish Lakish, and lo and behold, Reish Lakish said, "Kiderach sheitiru l'alinyan kilayim, kach itiru l'alinyan Shabbos." He said that works for Shabbos too. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar l'kilayim itiru lo l'inyan Shabbos lo hitiru lo. He says it doesn't work as far as Shabbos. So now, what was the case? B'mayaskinan, what was the case they were dealing with? Ilim min hatzad, if the reason it didn't work was because it was a defective Tzuras HaPesach. It was Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, which will have to be discussed. Why is that no good? That's Rabbi Ziri's shir coming up in a couple of weeks. V'amar Rochista, Tzuras HaPesach shasa min hatzad lo asa v'lo klum. I don't understand. Rochista says Tzuras HaPesach let's min hatzad is gornished. not for anything, right? El al gabon. So it must be it was done properly. Well, then what's the case? Ilema be'eser, if it's less than 10, baha lema Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos lo. Would the Rabbi Yochanan then say that it was no good for Shabbos? Ella be'osem eser. It must be that it's talking about more than 10, and he's saying, Rabbi Yochanan is saying it doesn't work. Right? That's our statement.
So then he would be sovereign law the Torah.
Correct. Exactly. He's agreeing with Rav that the Tzereset Pesach will not work. So the Gemara says... Sorry, as I make another note. La'olam be'eser u'min atzad. The answer is that it's actually min atzad. U'b'dirav chista kamiflagi. And that's the debate, is what's the status of a Tzereset Pesach shasa min atzad. So you can't prove anything from there as far as his view. However... Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict himself, and Rish Lakish seems to contradict himself. Peya is that Suras HaPesach that we described. And he says, this Suras HaPesach works for Kilayim, doesn't work for Shabbos. That's Rish Lakish, right? Whereas Rish Lakish before, he said it did work for both. Rabbi Yochanan Amar k'mechitzas l'Shabbos d'lo, k'al mechitzas l'kilayim d'lo. And Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work for either one. So Rabbi Yochanan, who before said it works for kilayim and not Shabbos, now says it works for neither. And Rish Lakish, who before said that it works for both, now says it only works for one. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ad Rish Lakish ad Rish Lakish l'kasha. Rish Lakish isn't an issue. Hadidei had the rabbi. Right? He didn't say his own view. He's quoting Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanina. What gave him the right to disagree with his rabbi? That's a whole other discussion. But that was the story. So we can get rid of that problem. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. What about Rabbi Yochanan versus Rabbi Yochanan? I amrit bishlama hasam al gabon hacham and atzad shapir. So if you could say that they're dealing with two different cases of Tzereset Pesach, one being the al gabon one that's good, and the other one being the minatzad that's no good, and when it came to the minatzad one, he said it's no good for either one, and the al gabon works only for one and not for the other, works for kilayim, not for Shabbos, shapir, that would be fine. But if it's not true, if both of them are talking about defective ones, then what do you do? Why did he accept it at all? The answer is no, they're both defective ones. One is talking about where it is 10, meaning up to 10, and the other one is where it's more than 10, and he agrees with Rav to draw that distinction. The umanat tamer deshanilam bein eser liyosem eser. So now we get our question. How do you know to distinguish between less than 10, or up to 10, I should say, and more than 10? I don't want to go into the whole discussion of what happens at 10. We don't need that discussion. The Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan and the Reish Lakish, you find me one that everybody agrees is actually 10 amos, precisely 10 amos, and we'll have a conversation. Define tefach, define ama, and then we'll talk. So he says, Lo kachaya maisa, shahalach Rabbi Yeshua, eitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lomo Torah, af al pi, shabaki bihilchos kilayim, umitzav shayoshe beno ilanos, umatach zemora meilan leilan, v'amar lo rabbi, igifanim kan, ma'u lizra kan, amar lo be'eser mutar be'yosem be'eser aser. We get this funny story, in which Rabbi Yeshua goes to learn from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I'm not entirely clear on what the kilayim part, where the af al pi, shabaki bihilchos kilayim part goes in this story. Is it saying he went to learn kilayim from him even though he already knew it? Or as he went to learn from him, and even though he was an expert in kilayim, nonetheless, look at this. But I think that it's saying he went to learn kilayim from him, even though he was already an expert in kilayim. And he finds him sitting among the trees, and he sees that there's a vine stretched from tree to tree, and he says to him, would you be allowed to plant on the other side? If there were grapevines on this side of the vine, could you plant on the other side of the vine? And his response is, up to 10? Sure. More than 10? No way. So now, b'mayaskin, and what's our case? Ilema al gabon, if it's a proper Tzeres HaPesach, then yosem yeser aser, it's no good if it's more than 10 amos. You're dealing with kilayim. V'atanya, hayusham kanim adukonim v'asam peyam ilamala, filu b'yosem yeser muter. We say it does work for that. El Abinatzad, the answer is it must have been from the side. It was a defective Tzuras HaPesach. And what he's saying is, Be'eser Mutter Yosem E'eser Aser Shmamina. The point is, again, we are drawing distinctions between less than 10 and more than 10. It is possible for it to be effective for less than 10 and not necessarily be effective for more than 10. Yes.
You know, across the board, Minatzad, all God.
Well, that's the thing. Then you have to apply this distinction and say, well, that's what Rav is doing. Rav clearly did make such a distinction. Meaning, Rav said it won't work in the case when he initially said Sarach Lamait, right?
That was Al-Gav.
We assume that's Al-Gav. We assume that he's talking about a proper Tzuras HaPesach. And he says it doesn't work beyond 10. And what we're showing now is another source for making distinctions between up to 10 and more than 10.
But why?
Even though we're talking about something that's a different type of a Tzuras HaPesach.
Right, so since it's a different type, why would I apply it back to Rav then?
Because it's this idea that we make a distinction between what works at that dividing point. You mean, why doesn't the Gemara argue that maybe they're not the same? Because
well,
maybe
I'll
the
say,
rules
maybe,
for
maybe I would have said, ignoring Rav's statement, which is pretty clear, in this, the Mishkan here, I would have just said, fine, Minitzah, there's a distinction, but Al-Gav, yes or no, is fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't see anyone discuss that, huh? Yeah, I hear the question.
Yeah.
So that's our Gemara. So let's move on to the view of the Rambam in terms of what a Tzuras HaPesach is. We know, just to make sure that we understand what we came out with from our Gemara, that Tzuras HaPesach helps, that our Mishnah says it helps even beyond 10, that Rav says it does not help beyond 10, and that we wanted to deduce from the fact that he says it doesn't work beyond 10, that also means it doesn't work if it's paratz merubah. Because if beyond 10 doesn't work, and paratz merubah is also a disqualifier, then paratz merubah also won't work. And we said that logic may not hold, because maybe more than 10 is a worse problem than paratz merubah. Nonetheless, we still tried to support that idea, that this is in fact Rav's view. So we have a Mishnah that says it works beyond 10. Rav says it does not work beyond 10. And Rav, who might say it doesn't work for paratz merubah. The Rambam does this really odd thing that twists everybody around. We already know that regarding sukkah, he said that if it's a sukkah that's paratz merubah and less than 10, you're okay. If it is a sukkah that has a gap of more than 10 but omid merubah, you're okay. But if you combine the two, then suddenly you have a problem. Right? That was Rambam and Hilchos Sukkah. The question is, what in the world is he going to do when it comes to Shabbos? So I brought you source. Well, Tazayin is actually what we already saw. Right? I brought it above already, so it doesn't add anything. I just brought it there so that we have it here too. That was the Sukkah rule. And then you get his Shabbos rule. Source Yud Zayin. Kol mechitza sheyesh ba parutz meruba al haomed eina mechitza. If it is majority open, it's not a wall. Aval ma'ya parutz ki omed harezu muteres. Up to and including the omed, fine. Ubilvad shaloyia ba osan hapirtzos pirtzos sheyeser al eser amos. Unless it's more than 10. Aval eser amos, up to 10. Harei kipesach. Up to 10, we'll say, is considered to be an entrance rather than a gap. V'imhayel apirtza zut tzuras pesach. But if it has tzuras pesach, if it has a door frame, avapi sheyesh ba yoser me'eser einam afsedes ha-mechitza. Even though it is more than 10, the mechitza is fine. V'hu shelo yehei aparetz mu'ala omeid. Assuming that it doesn't have more parts than omeid. So if you're like me, you read this over and over and over again and think, I don't understand what the Rambam just did. This is like a Mobius strip. Every time you think you're following the outside, you suddenly discover you're inside. So what I like to do in cases like that is chart it. I find charts very, very helpful in this kind of a situation. So I gave you Yud Ches, the view of the Rambam. I used to do, when I gave Daf Yomi, I had a whiteboard. And everything, it was always filled with charts to try to make things work better for visualization. So the Rambam writes, kind of ironic that I ended up doing the Shabbat stuff in Toronto, but such is life.
Every time I try to put something on a board,
which helps me and helps 90% of people. I remember saying I thought it was a weakness if you couldn't explain everything in words, so he refused to ever use a part.
I'm weaker than our Lucas. Sold. I didn't need that story to convince me of this.
That was basically how everybody approached that one.
Yeah. So if you take a look at what I gave you here, you see the two rows, less than 10 amos and more than 10 amos. Omid Ruba Laparad's results will omit in the column. So clearly the upper left is your best case scenario. Right? It's Omid Ruba Laparad's, and it's less than 10 amos. Right? So you're fine. Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is concerned, whatever gaps you have are called a petach. You're done. As far as Sukkah is concerned, this is a wall. You're done. No problems whatsoever. Your worst case scenario is the opposite corner. Harutz Ruval HaOmed, your gaps more than your walls, and your gaps are more than 10 amos. So there is nothing you can do. Not for Shabbos, not for Sukkah. The Rambam says, forget it. Don't bother with the Tzuras HaPesach. It's not going to help you. What about if your gaps are small gaps, they're less than 10 amos, however, they are more than the Omed? Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to start with that one. I'm going to start with the lower left instead. Omis Rubal Aparats. What if there is more wall than gap? So that's good. We like that. There's more wall than gap. However, the gaps are more than 10 amos. Tzuras HaPesach. That's all you need to do is Tzuras HaPesach, and you're fine. What if it's Parats Rubal HaOmed? That's now the upper right. That's where we make a distinction. For Shabbos, you're stuck. Parutz Merubal HaOmed cannot be solved by Tzuras HaPesach, says the Rambam. I don't care that your gaps are less than 10 amos. It doesn't matter. For Sukkah, it'll work. For Sukkah, it'll work. And you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach either.
Yeah. This is one of the rayas of the Aruch HaShulchan, that Parutz Merubal HaOmed. Parutz is four walls, B'yachad, and not one wall.
Right.
The Shabura. I guess the Rambam makes a lot of more sense.
Right.
If you take an Aruch HaShulchan-esque position.
Right. No, that's true. But yeah, I'm going to go further with this, though, because we have enough confusion on our topic. So what we're saying is, Shabbos and Sukkah are the same for three out of these four boxes. If it's less than 10 amos, and it's Omen Aruba, everything's great. If it is more than 10 amos gaps, and Paras Maruba, forget it. There's nothing you can do about it. If it is Omid Meruba, then just use it to Tzuras HaPesach for your more than 10 amma gaps. But if it's Parts Meruba La Omid, Sukkah is good. You're fine. Shabbos, you're stuck. Shabbos is nothing you can do. That's the way that the Rambam formulates it. Clear? Okay. So not everybody agrees with the Rambam. Yeah, that's allowed in this universe. Not everybody agrees with the Rambam. So, for example, I brought you the Maharil in Likutim Tesvav. He's having a completely different discussion, but it comes into play. This is a Shabbos discussion. You have a yard next to a vineyard. You enclose the yard in Tzuras HaPesach on three sides. V'ayashem l'matam in Tzuras HaPesach eitz echad mechuber l'rochav HaPesach shegefanim kshurin bo. You know that the way you grow a grapevine is that you have something to support for it, a trellis. So under the Tzuras HaPesach is some kind of piece of wood that is joined to the width of the Pesach, and the grapevines are curled around it. Vishalu, and they asked, Me'achar da'oso eitz kasher ben hatzad ulamata me'asara, does this piece of wood that's here, that's attached, and it's lower than 10, imevatal Tzuras HaPesach to lamala mimenu, would it ruin the Tzuras HaPesach that is above it? That's the question. Having nothing to do with our discussion. But v'heishim ari sigol the kaimalan tzuras ha-pesach mo'il gam b'parutz meruba me'abaruchos. The point is, the answer that he gives is, it works. Tzuras ha-pesach works, even if it's parutz meruba from four sides. And then he goes into the hafsakas ha-eitz and so forth. But that was the point that I needed for our discussion, is the Ma'aril very clearly saying, I don't care about parutz meruba. Take your Tzuras HaPesach and run with it. The Rush also seems to disagree with the Rambam when he writes in Source Chaf on that Gemara in Shabbos Dav, on the Gemara in Sukkah Dav Zayin, Yisera Shabbos ala Sukkah, Shah Sukkah ni teres betefach, Uba Shabbos ein teres ala ba'omid mur balaparis. We said that Shabbos, that Sukkah is good if you have a tefach wall. Shabbos needs Ami Rubal Aparis. Pirish. Im Haye Behekem Psachim Shein Ben Suras HaPesach Mitzdarfen Im Aparis Levadel HaOmed. He says, if you have, as you go around this this space, you have entrances that do not have a Suras HaPesach, they combine with the parutz in order to knock out the omid. Right? Your gaps are all going to combine to knock out the omid. That's the point he's making. Mash'enkin b'sukkah, but not for the sukkah, because it's enough to have two and a fraction. Right? Two and a tefach. V'afilu yesh be'ezetefadas p'sachem harbeh ve'ein lan tzuras ha'pesach. And even if each of these walls has many gaps and doesn't have a tzuras ha'pesach, keep your Rashi. Then he quotes you the Rambam. V'arambam zal kasav u'bavach lo yeshem pesach yoser al eser apalam hayeshem pesach yoser al eser apal pishiyesh al tzuras ha'pesach tzor shal yehei paritz mubal ha'omid. He says, quoting the Rambam, that if there's a gap of more than 10, the tzuras ha'pesach will not help it. Right? You need it to be Omi Rubala Paratz. V'chein kosev b'sefer mitzvot. I don't know where he says that in sefer mitzvot. I didn't look it up. V'divrei teimahein. But then he says, I am shocked. Dahat tnan. V'im yesh lo tzuras ha'pesach ein tzarech l'mayit. Ein tzarech l'mayit. He says, what are you talking about? Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says tzuras ha'pesach works. Even at more than 10. V'ein alacha k'rav. We don't paskin like Rav, he says. Damar aski ein tzarech l'mayit. Right? The Rav would say, well, you should say you do have to reduce it. No, we don't paskin like Rav. There is no distinction in Tzuras HaPesach between less than 10 and more than 10. He says Rav is wrong regarding more than 10. Rav is not psak as far as more than 10. So he says Tzuras HaPesach gets rid of the more than 10 problem. Presumably that also means he will work for Paritz Merubah. I see no reason to distinguish, especially when the main argument for saying that Rav says this for Paritz Merubah was because he says it for more than 10. Once you throw out the more than 10, why in the world would you assume that Rav says it for Paritz Merubah? And in the Kitzur Piskei Arash, he says it in Chafalev, Kitzur Piskei Arash in Erevin, he says, Tzuras HaPesach Matar Afilu Me'Aberuchos. Davka Chatzur Mavoy Nabika, that's the topic that I hope to get to next week. Okay, so that's the rush, and also I brought you the Me'iri here. I'm not going to go through it in the interest of time, but see the Me'iri, who also is against the Rambam on this point. The Me'iri's fun, he's worth seeing, but what are you going to do? So where did the Rambam get this idea from? Where does the Rambam get the idea that Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work for Paritz Merubah? How do we know that it wasn't what emerged from the Gemara? Right? It was not what emerged from the Gemara. Meaning the Gemara, way back in Source Yudalid, presented this as an idea. Right? It presented this as an idea. It knocked out the basis for saying it. It brought a support. It knocked out the support. So where exactly is this coming from? So the Magid Mishnah explains in Source Chav Gimel. V'im ha'yel appeared to Zut, Tzuras Pesach v'chulei. Lomad zera beinu zal mei a Mishnah harishon asha'amra im yesh lo tzuras pesach afi shirach meser amos eno tzarech lamayit. Right? He got it from the opening Mishnah, which said tzuras ha'pesach, even though it's more than 10, you do not need to reduce. V'kach pasach beperek yitzayin. Right? That's what the Rambam ruled. We saw that above. U'mashikasev rabbeinu v'hu shalo ye paritz mubala omeid. Well, then where did he get this paritz meruba thing? L'fisha daito zal shebehu yeser me eser im tzuras ha'pesach ke eser below tzuras ha'pesach. The Rambam believes that if it is a gap more than 10 with a tzuras ha'pesach, it is equal to 10 without a tzuras ha'pesach. Ma, meaning up to 10. Ma eser below tzuras ha'pesach paritz merubah l'omeid lo. Well, if you have gaps of less than 10, but there's more parutz than omeid, it's no good. Af yeser me eser, but tzuras ha'pesach paritz merubah l'omeid lo. So too, if it's more than 10 and has a tzuras ha'pesach, being more than 10 with a tzuras ha'pesach just means we've removed the 10 problem. It doesn't mean that it's now closed. That's the Magid Mishnah's explanation of the logic. And then he continues to say, V'afa pisha nira misug yashal mishna zu demand the islai ki hai mas nisin ki mas nisa chatzir shiruba psachim v'chalonos niteres b'tzuras ha'pesach u'braisa dekamra b'psachim u'bilvad she'iya omen ruba laparus hainu b'psachim she'enan asuyin kitiknan kit isa asam, even though in the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, right? We said that the one who says that you're okay with a chatzir that is paritz merubah, right, will say that, the Brisa that says, Omi Rubala Parvitz must be talking about a defective Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbeinu Zal Tafas Lo Pshat HaBrisos. Upshat Memer de Yochanan. Da'amar Li Kilayim Itiru Velo LeShabbos. The Rambam did not accept that rewrite. Maybe that is the answer to our question. Why didn't you say, well, that's only for those that are defective? The Rambam does not accept that rewrite. The Rambam says, no. When the Brisa says that you need it to be Omid Rubal HaParutz, it's not talking about where it was at Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. It's talking about where it was a valid Tzuras HaPesach. You still require Omid Rubal HaParutz. Uvapirtza Eser, V'yeshla Tzuras Pesach, Efshar Shehu Zal Yodeh. And then he says it could be that the Rambam would even agree that if it's a gap of up to 10 and it has a Tzuras HaPesach, he will agree, Shafilu Paretz Meruba Lo Omid Kasher Hu. He'll say, then we're okay with Paretz Meruba. V'chein Hirsher Hu Zal Gabi Sukkah, as he did regarding Sukkah. But then he says, maybe not. V'ulei Shehu Mechalek Bein, Sukkah L'Shabbos Ben Yinzeh, and I didn't even bother with the evidence for it. Maybe, and maybe not. V'da, you gotta know. Sha'af l'dans Rabbeinu yesh tzuras pesach mo'ila afilu b'paretz ruba la'omeh yom b'rosh shlishis. He says, where it's the third wall, that may be a different story. In other words, I have two valid walls, and then this is going to be my third. That's a different story. That may be the tzuras pesach will be effective, even if it's paretz ruba la'omeh on that third wall. That's a different story. And I'm going to choose to summarize at this point rather than go into his last point, because it doesn't override the key things that we want to make sure emerge from this. The point is that the Rambam, as explained here, believes that Tzuras HaPesach is going to work for more than 10 Amos. However, that will not remove the need for Omid Merubah LaParutz. Your Tzuras HaPesach is not turning this into wall, such that we could then say, well, then you have your Omid Merubah LaParutz. That's really the key point that is emerging from here. Regarding Shabbos, the Tzuras HaPesach will not convert this thing into wall. So what we're going to need to do is deal with the questions that Rav Chaim is going to then ask. And he's going to ask three questions, which I'll say very simply right now. We'll see it inside, God willing, next week. Number one, the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph said Tzuras HaPesach works for Paretz Merubah only if it works for more than 10. The Rambam believes it works for more than 10. So why did he disqualify it for Paretz Merubah? That's question number one. Number two, in Hilchos Sukkah that we saw, he said Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10, presumably making it like less than 10. That's what we would have assumed. And he accepts Paretz Merubah when it's less than 10. So why won't he accept Tzuras HaPesach with Paretz Merubah? That's the second question. And the third question is Rav. And we already noted this sort of on the way before. Rav said Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work if it's more than 10. Rav said Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Paretz Merubah. So what exactly is a Tzuras HaPesach good for? What did you accomplish with the Tzuras HaPesach? So what we're going to do next week, I guess, is to go through Chaim's four steps to answering this. We'll answer our three initial questions. We'll talk about the question of do we paskin like the Rambam, and then get to the case of the Bik'ah, which is unique. I hope this was somewhat clear.